If you threaten America, you will find no safe haven.
After three masked and hooded gunmen, armed with Kalashnikovs and a rocket launcher, stormed the offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. 12 people were killed, including 2 policemen. Another 10 were injured in the attack, including 4 or 5 critically. This is the moment before the gunman's departure, filmed on a nearby rooftop.
Hijacked car.
You want to talk about gassing the Kurds? Who sold them the gas?
These are people who hate us, not because of anything that we've done, but because of who we are and how we live. They hate our freedom. They hate our pluralism. They hate the welcome that we extend to people of all faiths, all cultures. They hate that.
We are threatened because we are a country of freedom, and that's why we're fighting. We fight threats, and we will punish the attackers. Nobody must think that in France, anyone can go against the spirit of the Republic and attack the symbol of freedom. We will look for the people responsible.
Hunt for terror, hunt for terror, suspect.
Headline there. It will make the situation around the community even more uncomfortable.
The Irish Times and the Irish Examiner go for different cartoons, which have already been pictured by a huge crowd gathered in Paris last night for a vigil.
The main one,
aside from some terrorists, we can see approaching twin towers held high, tall in the sky. The towers are pencils. Each of those papers prints front page grainy images of one moment of that savagery, the absolutely shocking murder of the policeman in cold blood on the street.
A
As to how the French themselves are covering it, Figaro has a picture of the attackers calmly moving out of their car under the headline, Liberty Assassinated. The tabloid Le Parisien has a picture of last night's vigil under the headline, They Will Not Kill Liberty. And Libération has an all-black front page carrying the simple message, We Are All Charlie. As to how the French themselves are covering it, Figaro has a picture of the attackers calmly moving out of their car under the headline, Liberty Assassinated. The tabloid Le Parisien has a picture of last night's vigil under the headline, They Will Not Kill Liberty. And Libération has an all-black front page carrying the simple message, We Are All Charlie.
We will follow them to the gates of hell until they are brought to justice. Because hell is where they will reside.
Even Bush can't ignore this, we hope.
George Bush told us that he hears voices. He actually told an Israeli newspaper that God told them to attack Afghanistan. God told them. No wonder he speaks in tongues. He's hearing voices. Like every serial killer in history, he's hearing voices that are telling him what to do. Now, God save us from messianic political leaders who think that God is directly talking to them and telling them what to do.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah.
dead or alive. The reported shooting of the deposed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The international news wires are humming this lunchtime with news of the hunt for the deposed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi.
It's a very fluid situation at the moment. We're hearing reports that he's been captured, reports that he's been injured, reports that he's been dead, been killed in the clashes.
Neither side is capable of destroying the other, that's pretty clear. And plenty of atrocities on both sides, mostly government, but not alone.
There's a big debate in Europe over whether or not the Syrian opposition should be armed and whether or not an EU embargo on arms to Syria should be lifted. What's your view on that?
First of all, the opposition is being armed. Pouring arms into the area is likely to inflame the conflicts, atrocities, probably end up helping the... when you arm a group, the arms tend to go to the best fighters, the ones who are on the front. And those happen to be the jihadi elements. With what's called the Middle East Peace Process is a process organized and run by the United States. And it can't be a serious peace process that way. The U.S. is an advocate, not a neutral observer. If there were to be a genuine peace process, it would be administered by some country that, for one thing, has a degree of international respect.
The CIA carried out brutal interrogations of al-Qaeda suspects in the years after the 9/11 attacks on the United States. A report compiled by the Senate said that the CIA misled Americans about what it was doing. The CIA has insisted that the interrogations did help save lives.
Detainees were subjected to the most aggressive techniques immediately, stripped naked, diapered, physically struck, and put in various painful stress positions for long periods of time. They were deprived of sleep for days, in one case up to 180 hours.
I said if you were an Iraqi whose home had been destroyed, whose country had been broken into 1,000 pieces, whose sons were in Abu Ghraib prison being tortured, whose house had been demolished, whose job had been disappeared and privatized, and whose street was occupied by foreign soldiers, that the assassination of Blair would merely strengthen the hand of people like him who want to go around the world invading other people's countries, setting up regimes that are more to their liking, because they see the world as a kind of white man's burden that somebody, God perhaps, gave us a job of setting to rights in our own image.
In a limited number of cases, agency officers used interrogation techniques that had not been authorized, were abhorrent, and rightly should be repudiated by all. And we fell short when it came to holding some officers accountable for their mistakes.
If there was a sense of slight understanding of the message of Islam, the teaching of Islam, then of course this despicable act would not have been carried out.
Two of Charlie Hebdo's best-known cartoonists are being buried today, just a week after the Islamist gun attack on the satirical French magazine. The French president has vowed that his country will protect all religions, saying that Muslims were the main victims of fanaticism.
L'islamisme radical s'est nourri de toutes les contradictions.
France's week of terror has come to a bloody and dramatic climax this evening, with police storming two hostage sites in Paris and to the north of the city. Four hostages are reported to have died in one attack. Also among the dead, three Islamist gunmen, including those believed to be responsible for this week's massacre at the magazine Charlie Hebdo.
The French manhunt has turned into a woman hunt. This is the last main suspect, 26-year-old Hayat Boumediene, here pictured with her partner Amedy Coulibaly, who died after taking 20 people hostage yesterday at a kosher supermarket in Paris. Here she is, apparently training for jihad, crossbow in hand, an image that has struck home in France, which has banned the use of the full veil, the burqa or the nikba. This is the apartment the couple shared in the poorer northern suburbs of Paris, now under watch by the police.
Extremist attacks in Paris have been condemned by Muslim leaders around the world, who continue to warn against publishing or selling the title with its cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad.
Anger on the streets of Niamey.
stone-throwing demonstrators set fire to two churches in the capital of the former French colony, Niger, in protest at Charlie Hebdo's latest cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Five people have already died in the violence, which continued today as a police station and two police cars were set alight. This man says they offended our Prophet Muhammad. That's what we didn't like. That's why we're angry. Many Muslims in the Middle East and parts of Africa have been angered by what they see as a further provocation. And peaceful protests also took place in Algeria, Mali, Senegal and Yemen.
Great powers do not support human rights except sporadically. They don't support democracy.